Hi, everybody. This is Xander Hildenbrandt, voice of Shaylee. Season 2 of The Hidden People is another 22 episodes long. Making a show this big takes a lot of time and money, and we wouldn't be able to do it without all the supporters on Patreon. With your support, we can produce even more of the show. And trust me, when you hear how Season 2 ends, you will definitely want a Season 3. Join us at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast, and thank you for your support.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 2, Episode 5, Otoscopy. Written by Chris Burnside, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Sarah Amar, Jameson Meyer, Libby Scancarello, Norb Wessels, and Sammy as Murphy.
That was too close.
It worked.
Woo!
Oh, McKenna, it's so good to see you.
Nyssa? It's me, Alfie. What's wrong with my voice? Why am I sitting across the room from myself?
Oh, no. Alfie?
Yeah?
Shite.
What's happening? Something isn't right.
No, former detective. In fact, nothing is right.
I'm not me. I mean, I'm me, but I'm also sitting over there. I'm Alfie, but I am also McKenna. I'm Alfie in McKenna's body.
Yeah, I'm not Nyssa either.
Something must have gone wrong. Maybe the force of ripping a hole between two worlds scrambled us.
Alfie's in McKenna's body. Shaylee's obviously in Thomas's body. I'm Nyssa, and I'm in... ugh, Alfie's body. Sounds like Thomas is in my body. McKenna?
I'm here, in Shaylee's body.
That just leaves Sam. Are you you, Sam?
Ugh, I have a massive headache, but I'm... me.
Why wouldn't you switch too?
I don't know. I might not have been standing close enough.
You're not just Alfie messing with us, are you?
I once interrogated you in a room with a loud radiator.
Yep, it's just Sam with a headache.
This isn't good. We have to find a way to switch back to our own bodies. Shaylee.
That's your sister. I'm over here.
I wish you could all see this. Ignore the giant severed monster head in the middle of the room. And it's so very entertaining. Actually, that's rather entertaining, too.
Do you know of magic that could help fix this? And talking to myself is so weird.
At least you got my body. I was hunted by monsters in an alien world. I finally get back, and I'm stuck in Alfie.
Hey now, that happens to be a perfectly good body.
It feels weird and short.
You've only ever been in your body. I feel pretty weird too. And it's not like I've ever been inside McKenna before.
Stop talking.
I have a telepath I can reach out to. Rather, McKenna will have to reach out to using my voice. She might know a way to help us.
Using your voice? Does that mean I need your accent? I don't do accents.
It isn't difficult. Give it a try.
How are the chaps treating you now?
Is that how you think I sound?
That's not Irish, McKenna. Do Irish people even say chaps?
They probably don't say it with an Australian accent.
I told you that I don't do accents. They all sound the same to me.
Crikey, throw another shrimp on the barbie. How can you not tell the difference?
Hey, Shaylee,
I'm not Shaylee.
Sorry. Nyssa?
Still no.
Thomas? Alfie?
You're Alfie, dumbass.
Oh, right.
I'm McKenna.
Sorry, this is all really confusing. Oh my god. Do I have your superpowers, Mac?
If you do, they don't include the ability to do accents.
Alfie, it's probably not a good idea to test out magical powers that you don't know how to control.
I can jump off the roof without getting hurt, right?
Oh no.
I will make Sam handcuff you to the ceiling fan. Do you want to be handcuffed to the ceiling fan?
No!
You tell him, Murphy.
I can teleport out of handcuffs.
It might actually be a good idea to figure out who has magic and who doesn't.
I don't feel any connection to magic right now, so I'm assuming I'm just human. My magic must be in my body with McKenna.
Thomas is now a hottie, Alfie gets superpowers, and I get the proportional strength of Alfie.
All right, everybody shut up. You too, Murph. We're setting up ground rules until we can get this all sorted out. One. No impersonating the other person.
I'm in Alfie's body. How could I not impersonate him?
I mean that you can't do anything to embarrass him by doing something he wouldn't do.
Yeah, Nyssa. Don't impersonate me.
Well, you're currently impersonating someone who's supposed to be in jail for murder, so have fun not leaving the house.
You suck.
Rule number two. No changing clothes or going to the bathroom. Okay, that rule's mainly for Alfie.
Hey! I won't perv your body.
Matter of fact, don't even be alone with my body.
What about when I have to pee? Girls pee, right?
You've got to be kidding me.
Hold it.
I'm not sure these rules are really the most important thing we could be doing.
That's because Alfie's not in your body.
No, you are. Do you think I want you looking at me in the mirror?
I look at you all the time.
Not like that, you don't.
Whatever. I see you in ways you don't even see yourself. From behind, for example.
Oh, that actually gives me a really useful idea. Thomas, what do I look like from behind?
Nyssa, I don't think checking yourself out
is
really...
Get your mind out of the gutter. I need to check my injuries. They don't look infected anymore. How do you feel?
I mean, obviously super weird, but I don't feel sick, if that's what you mean.
Thank goddess. Also, my ass is amazing.
We shouldn't waste any more time. McKenna, my phone should be in your pocket.
Got it. What's the contact under? Telepath?
Don't be ridiculous. Her name is Sally.
Huh. It literally says Sally Telepath.
Call her and sound like me.
Let me practice. Sally, it's me, Shaylee.
You should probably text her.
Just give me my phone.
Oh, would the court possibly allow a break so we can make popcorn?
Hey, I have an idea. What if we run and crash into each other? Maybe it'll push us back into our correct bodies.
Alfie, even if that would work, and by even if, I mean you're an idiot, who would you crash into? Me? Then I'd be stuck in McKenna's body instead of you.
You can't have my superpowers, Nyssa.
They're not your superpowers, Alfie. They're mine.
Hey, share the love a little. You have Shaylee's powers, so you're still cool.
Does this make me not cool anymore?
I mean, at least you won't die if you get poked by iron.
That's a good point. Mac, don't touch any iron and kill my body.
Because I was planning to go impale myself on a fence.
I'm just saying, we all need to be extra careful.
I wonder if I can survive a gunshot.
Hold up. Sally texted back. Sorry to hear this, Shaylee. Sounds like some fairy magic. Guess you're right fucked. Best regards.
It's not even fairy magic!
Anybody else have any bright ideas? Alfie, put Mac's hand down.
No, Nyssa, this is actually important. I'm supposed to meet my mom later today.
So reschedule.
I can't! It's about my trust fund. If I don't meet with her, she's freezing it.
Aw, poor little rich baby gonna lose his trust fund.
Nyss.
Well, I was planning to go talk to the other McKenna before she gets transferred to the county jail.
Why?
Moral support, I guess. Also, she has the best knowledge of how the hidden people operate. I wanted to know how much danger we're in now that the Magister is dead.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. But we need to figure out this whole body swap thing.
Maybe she would have a suggestion.
I highly doubt a fetch would have insight into such a specific and unusual situation.
But who would? How often does anyone use a magical armoring to bridge worlds?
Didn't McKenna... I mean, not me, McKenna. The other McKenna. I mean, not the other McKenna as in fact, but I mean...
Spit it out, McAlfie!
Hey! I make the nicknames around here, Elfsa.
Ugh.
What were you trying to say, Alfie?
Sorry, Shay Kenna. I got distracted.
Are we doing this nickname thing? I don't want to do this nickname thing.
Not now, Nismis. As I was saying, didn't McKenna mention some kind of eyeball-licking dude in the in-between? Maybe he would know something.
Yeah, the Wanderer. He did know a lot about moving between worlds, but he also kind of betrayed us and then got torn in half by a giant monster. So I don't think he'll be much help.
Also, while we're on the subject of the in-between and giant monsters, I know that we're all distracted by being in each other's bodies, but there's a giant oozing monster head in the middle of the room.
What? We hadn't noticed.
Yeah, that was the giant monster. Well, that's its head, anyway. Good thing the doorway was only open for a second. Slides its head clean off.
It's enormous. How big was the rest of it?
Think of a cross between a T-Rex and a Walmart.
Thick.
All those teeth. That horn. How did you get past something like this?
We barely evaded it multiple times.
Shite. It's a miracle you survived.
We didn't just survive. We kicked ass. I killed a cougar with mouths for eyes while being poisoned by toxic air.
Well, the four of us broke into a museum in Ireland to steal our half of the arm ring. We totally black opsed it. Well, it ended up as more of a smash and grab, but cool nonetheless.
Thomas committed multiple felonies?
You know I would do anything for you.
Have you ever even gotten a speeding ticket?
Cars aren't toys, McKenna. Driving a vehicle is a serious responsibility.
Mac, I'm rolling your eyes for you.
Thank you, Alfie.
Now that we're all caught up, how about a counterspell or something to switch us all back?
I might have an idea, but McKenna's going to have to do it. It will take a while, so if Alfie needs to meet his mum, and Thomas needs to meet his sister...
I think you mean that Nissa needs to meet my mum. Mom. As me.
Oh, hell no.
He's right. Shaylee, you'll need to meet with the other McKenna. She doesn't know Nissa. I'll go along, of course, but you'll need to be me.
Yeah, Niss. I can tag along while you play me.
Amelia thinks McKenna is a murderer. And in jail.
Yeah, Niss. I can stay here while you play me.
What's your plan, Shaylee?
I should probably tell you in private.
I'm not letting my body out of my sight.
There will be zero perving.
Shaylee, if you have an idea, it's probably best we all know what it is.
This isn't going to be easy to say.
That you're a traitor? Why, it should just roll off the tongue by now.
Just say it. We'll be fine.
McKenna, what did you really think of the Magister?
Oh, he was a total... Why can't I talk?
That's what I thought. My contract only binds my body.
Contract?
I thought the contract was with the Magister.
I thought so too. But apparently, there's a giant fucking loophole where the Unseelie Court holds the contract, even after his death.
Are you saying you worked for the court this entire time?
I couldn't tell you, Thomas. I'm sorry.
You're a double agent, Shaylee?
Do they know everything? The Magister? The in-between?
No. They know he and Liliana are dead. That's all. They still think you're a changeling. They don't even know if you're alive.
How does this help us?
They'll probably summon me again soon. Rather, they'll summon you in my body.
That's why you've abruptly had to leave.
Aye.
They'll summon me to Arcadia?
Aye. But while you're there, maybe you can slip into the Hall of the Sagas. That's like their library of history and records. You might be able to find something there to help us switch back.
Whoa, triple agent.
That sounds really dangerous, McKenna.
If she gets summoned, I'll be forced to go regardless. Might as well look for answers while I'm there. In the meantime, you four get to your appointments. We'll regroup here tonight.
Ugh, fine.
I'll stay here with Sam, I guess. And Murphy, of course.
I feel pretty awful. I'm gonna go home and lie down. I'll, dispose of this giant monster head when I go.
Guess it's just you and me, Murphy.
Do not make me regret leaving you alone with my body.
Mac, I will take such good care of your precious body. But, like, way less creepy than that sounded.
You're not just going to sit here playing with her superpowers. If I have to go talk to your mom, you're going to be listening in and telling me what to say.
Ooh, sneaky things.
Are you sure you're all right, Sam?
Yeah, I just need to lie down. Maybe eat something. I'll be fine.
Okay. Well, call us if you need anything.
I'll run home and get an earpiece and microphone. You are talking me through this ridiculous meeting. I'm gonna need you to ameliorate Amelia.
Good one, Alfie. You're always so funny. Definitely the funniest member of the group.
You are enjoying this far too much.
In a rare instance of agreement with Alfred O'Toole, I too am thoroughly enjoying this.
McKenna, I'm sorry for this. About the court, I...
No, it's not your fault.
I know, but...
Maybe... Let's just talk later, okay? After we get this all sorted out.
I'm so glad you're back safely. I missed you.
I know. We'll talk later.
Okay.
Mrs. O'Toole, Alfred is here.
Thank you. Send him in. You're late.
You got this, Nissa.
Sorry, traffic.
I started dinner without you so it wouldn't get cold. Well, go on then. Sit down. The potatoes should be slightly above room temperature.
Ooh, potatoes. What kind are they?
I'm, sure they're fine. Where's Mr... Dad. Where's Dad?
He's at your brother's piano lesson.
Oh. Just us, then.
Yes. I thought we would have some nice bonding time after you came back from the hospital. But I see that my doting wasn't enough to keep you from sneaking out at the first opportunity.
I did? I mean, yes. I did sneak out. Because I'm a grown-ass man.
Alfred! Language!
Connor's not here.
You know I do not tolerate crassness. I am your mother, and you will behave politely and respectfully in my house.
Yes, my bad.
That fatherless girl you associate with is a terrible influence on you.
Fatherless? Listen here, bitch.
Nissa, we have to play along. That's the whole point of this.
Yes, you're right. Nissa is a bastard of Jon Snow proportions. I mock her face. Ha ha, I spit at her.
Alfred! I don't know that I'd go that far.
I'm not sure this was a good idea.
You think?
I mean, she is shameful.
Maybe we just get to the point?
So, Mom, what's this all about?
Well, after seeing you in the hospital and being so worried we might lose you, we've decided that you're going to start getting more serious about your future. You're going to work for your father's company.
Oh, shit.
I'm being serious. He has an opening in the data division. He'd start you as a manager, but you could be looking at a vice presidency if you really buckled down.
I'm sorry. You want Alfie to be manager?
Ness!
Straighten up and take this like a grown-up. It's no joking matter.
But I don't want to work for Dad.
But I don't want to... I'm not interested. I'm fine working at Soundscapes.
This isn't a suggestion or an offer. It's what you're doing.
Mom!
Look, I get that you think this is a really sweet deal, but it's laughable to anyone who knows your son.
I hardly think it's laughable.
Well, looks like you made my point for me.
Uh-oh.
Don't get smart with me.
Too late. Already smart.
Fine. You might recall that the terms of your trust require you to respect your family, act like an adult, and not embarrass yourself or others. Demeaning yourself as a cashier counts as an embarrassment. Not earning enough money to support yourself when you are 27 years old does not count as acting like an adult.
How serious is she?
Pretty serious.
Yes, I'm glad you've noticed. This is serious.
Are you saying that you're locking his trust? I mean, my trust?
Until you show that you can properly act like an adult with our money, you will not have it. You will also need to pay us to rent the room in which you're living.
She didn't!
I've got a couch.
You don't have anything. The couches are ours.
Look, is this all...
What? I mean, you're really going to turn this down?
Did you expect me to take it?
Of course. You can't support yourself on what you make at that music store.
Looks like I have to. Pretty sure you just kicked me out.
Now don't twist my words.
Word of advice, Amelia, seeing as you're about to lose your son. Don't try to control Connor. You might find yourself with no kids at all.
Oh my god, Nyssa.
Was I wrong?
Not really.
That's what I thought.
What are you even saying? Who are you talking to? Are you on drugs?
Ha! That'd be the day. I'll come back for my things later. I'm assuming you won't hold my clothes hostage, too.
You're really leaving.
Later, Amelia. And by the way, I'm sleeping with Nyssa.
I am? You are?
She's pansexual, so it's way more fun.
That doesn't even mean anything. Now you're just torturing her.
I'll pray for you, Alfred.
Cool. Light me a candle.
Oh, Nyssa. So spunky and powerful. It won't save you.
Thanks for letting me see her again so soon, Ron.
Well, she needs a lawyer and doesn't seem to realize that. So maybe you could convince her.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
How is she holding up?
I mean, she seems okay. I don't know. Thomas, is that really your sister?
What do you mean? Oh, right, you're asking Thomas.
Yes, it's my sister.
But like... the hair, the scar, they just don't match. You must have noticed that when you visited her last time.
Oh, those are new.
Her hair grows that quickly?
Yes.
And her attitude. She's just... off.
McKenna's always been kind of different. You know that.
I don't know that. I only met her a couple times. But I can tell you that the person I arrested the first time... is a very different person from the person I arrested the second time.
It's McKenna. She's my sister. She has... issues.
Does she maybe have a twin?
No, you can check the hospital records.
Yeah, I already did that.
You're really serious about this.
A month ago, I would have just been excited for such a big arrest. But after working with Sam, I see the importance of getting this job right. Even the little things. And just so we're clear, putting the right person in jail isn't just a little thing.
Why would I lie to you, Ron?
If that isn't McKenna, it means that McKenna is free, and that would be a good motivation to lie.
I can tell you with total honesty that she is both my sister and my parents' killer.
All right. Hey, speaking of Sam, does she completely hate me, or just kinda hate me?
She'll get over it. I think the pain's just a little fresh right now. Maybe you two can talk about it sometime.
We just talked about it the other day.
Maybe you don't talk in the police station about how she lost her police job.
Oh. Right. Obviously. Sorry, I'm holding you up. You can go in.
In case it's somehow unclear, future Detective Sitwell remains unconvinced.
You have returned sooner than I expected, and you have brought the smart friend. Greetings, Nyssa Sift's daughter. I am McKenna Thorne.
Right. We haven't actually met.
I thought you didn't forget.
And you know that because you stalked all of us.
I considered you to be the second greatest threat in her circle, after the detective.
Obviously, that was before the trainer showed up.
Yes, but I killed her.
She got better.
I see her using your name.
They have bound me to this name with a contract.
Contract? You signed something?
I accepted my crimes.
You signed a confession? Without a lawyer, did they offer you one?
Nyssa, she does need to go to jail.
Right, of course. Still, you should have a lawyer present.
They mentioned an attorney.
Yes, that's the same as a lawyer. Tell them you want one.
Why?
So that you're treated properly. Fairly.
Nothing is ever fair.
Just trust me, McKenna.
I don't know you, Nyssa Sif's daughter. Why would I trust you?
Tell her, Thomas.
Yes, get a lawyer.
Something is wrong here. You are wrong.
What do you mean?
You are not Thomas Thorne. You are not my brother.
Of course I am.
Your voice is wrong.
It's me.
Thomas Thorne is morose when he speaks to me, as if he might cry at any moment. You are enthusiastic.
Yeah, Thomas. Why are you being weird today?
The only American I do is peppy, okay?
Who are you? Speak or we end this discussion.
Shite. It's Shaylee.
Who are you?
It's me, Thomas.
Why are you different? How did this happen?
Some kind of magical backlash from getting the other McKenna back. We all switched bodies.
She switched bodies?
Yes.
So, I am the only McKenna Thorne now.
She's still McKenna. She's just in my body at the moment.
Then who is pretending to be McKenna Thorne?
Alfie. What's wrong?
I've never heard a Fetch laugh except at torture and murder. I think she's amused.
The fool controls her body. Truly, I have reclaimed.
Come on now. Alfie's not that bad.
Would you want him in your body?
God, no.
It's so nice to see everyone enjoying this as much as I am.
I assume, then, that you are here seeking my aid.
Can you help us?
I have never heard of this happening. Nor do I have a suggestion for you. Perhaps Alfred O'Toole will have to live as McKenna Thorne?
Well, this was helpful.
Hopefully McKenna has more luck.
What is her plan?
She's been summoned to Arcadia, to the Ancili Court. She's going to find answers.
She is the greater fool, then. The court will discover and destroy her.
She's smarter than all of them.
Intelligence and cunning are different things, Trainer. She may be smarter, but she is naive. This will not end well for her.
Welcome.
You summoned me.
I did. I have a task for you. That is, I had a task for you. Now, however, you see that I have summoned the rest of the court, including an inquisitor.
Why? What's going on?
Did you really think you could deceive me? I know exactly what you're hiding.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Xander Hildebrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. Lead writer Chris Burnside. Script editor Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Sound engineer Colin Susich. Theme song by Catherine Seaton and Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.